Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is Friday, Crowder. We made it to Friday, and very excited to get to today's show after everything we discussed yesterday, the weekend coming up, 4th of July, long weekend, and Hawk was ripping me through text yesterday because I spent all day saying Victor Oladipo's gone, and the very first move the Heat made yesterday at 6, ladies and gentlemen, was Victor Oladipo. He is back. Dwayne Dedman is back. The Heat made some moves yesterday, Crowder.
Yeah, and the thing with Victor, we were saying that I didn't think he's coming back because I don't know if he was going to give him some real money. What was it, 1 for 11? That's good money. He has another approved deal, but making $11 million to prove that he's still the Victor from Indiana. I like it. I love Victor still being on this team.
We're gonna get into Victor Oladipo obviously here momentarily, but today is a special type of show. So trying to get festive for the holiday weekend, long weekend. Hot dog eating contest is only a couple days away. I'm going to do a best of special today, Crowder. What do you say, Best of special. Get the people laughing. There's a bunch of segments that we have planned to play today that either A, haven't been played since they originally aired, which I'm excited for, or B, are just classic Hawk and Crowder segments that need to be re-aired regardless so that those of you who missed it can enjoy it, and those of you who heard it can relive it. I'm really excited for some of the stuff we're gonna get to today. I have planned us talking about hibachi restaurants, Whoppers being cut in half, the classic debate, you visiting a nude beach. I mean, when's the last time we heard that story? You visiting a nude beach for the first time with your wife.
That was before the nude colony, so that was a while ago.
That was before the nude colony. Again, Hawk will be back on Tuesday following the July 4th weekend. A programming note, by the way, we'll do our best of spectacular today, Friday edition, Crowder and Solana. On Monday, there will be a show, and it'll be another best of, but that one will be geared towards the hot dog eating competition, professional eaters, a food-related 4th of July best of on Monday. That you do not want to miss. I'm already planning what we're going to play there. But for today, I'm telling you, you want to stick around from 2 to 6 here on QAM. We will take you up until 6. We will share laughs, but we'll also keep you updated on what happened yesterday with free agency and some headlines going into this weekend. So let's get to some headlines here, Crowder. We're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. We'll start with the Heat. I mentioned it. Oladipo, after I said he was gone, agrees to a one-year $11 million deal to return to the Heat. I'm with you, by the way. Good contract for the Heat, right?
Great.
Didn't overspend. We get Depot back in a Heat jersey. And I know it's not the way we want to view this, but it is a tradable contract, Crowder. It's somebody who's attractive still to other teams in terms of being an asset, And we know the Heat are trying to remain flexible. So this is a movable contract if things come to that.
Yeah, and it's perfect. I love it for Victor. Yeah. I love it that we saw him. What did he go drop 40 late last season when he came back? Like, I know they were working him back in slow. I'm hoping this year we see more than 10 games. We see 60 games out of Depot. I think he can help us.
Yeah, we saw flashes in the playoffs. And then Spo chose to close with Victor Oladipo game 7, the most crucial minutes of the season. That tells you something, right? Like, they value him. They see more of him and expect more of him. PJ Tucker officially agreed to a 3-year, $33.2 million deal with the Sixers. It just seemed inevitable, Crowder.
Yeah, and we talked about him too. So we were right on we were wrong on Vic yesterday.
Yeah.
But we were right on PJ. Yeah. We knew PJ at 37 years old, he was gonna go get that career longevity. So you can even see that he gave Victor a 1-year. They weren't gonna give PJ a 3-year. So PJ, go do your thing, baby.
Yeah, go congratulations. As you'd say, congrats on the sack, right?
Go get your sack. Go get that sack.
And hey, Sixers, have fun paying a 40-year-old that much money in 3 years.
He's not old if he's a Heat, but if he's a Sixer now, he's an old 40-year-old.
I'm just saying, Victor, PJ, congrats, man. Happy for you. Thank you. We appreciate your time here. Philadelphia, good luck paying that guy that 10-plus mil year 3 when he's 40 years old. We'll see how that contract looks 3 years from now.
Listen, we lost a lot of defense, though. Yeah. I don't know if this Jovic can do it, but we need to find somebody.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Kevin Durant could alleviate all those issues, by the way, if things come to that. Dwayne Dedmon, the mechanic, he's back 2-year, $9 million deal to return to Miami. I mean, that's I don't really feel any strong way about that. 2 years, $9 million, great to have Dedmon back.
Yes, yeah, and a big man, you know, go up there and he does what we ask him to do. I like Dedmon.
Yeah, definitely. And then I think the most important Heat news from yesterday, the Heat sent employees to Udonis Haslem's home last night in Orlando's vacation home to try to lure him back for year 20. This was a tweet from Tim Reynolds. To show his continued importance and value to the franchise, the Miami Heat sent a delegation of employees to make a free agency pitch to Udonis Haslem promptly at 6 p.m. yesterday with hopes of luring him back for year 20. UD, let's go, baby. Year 20. Let's go. Lace him up, UD. Come on, Cap. Lace him up.
Put him in. I can't even argue anymore.
Let's go. We
talked about culture a lot this week. If UD isn't the epitome of Heat culture, nothing is.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. And in honor of UD, we'll get to it momentarily. I figured, what better way to celebrate the captain, number 40, Mr. 305, even though he lives in Broward, than by revisiting a conversation he had on this show talking about pizza, a deep dive on pizza, who doesn't love pizza, with Udonis Haslem, the captain. That's what we're going to play in just a couple moments. I'll wrap up headlines here. Crowder, first and foremost, biggest takeaway from yesterday, Shams Charania owns Adrian Wojnarowski. I mean, this young Shams Charania is just beating him to all the breaking news. He had way more breaking news yesterday than Adrian Wojnarowski. But the money that got thrown around yesterday, Crowder, is ridiculous. Bradley Beal, 5 years, $250 million extension with the Wizards. Devin Booker, $214 Supermax extension in Phoenix. Nikola Jokic, 5 year, $264 million supermax with Denver. That's the richest contract in NBA history. His fifth year player option, Crowder, that he can opt into. Remember, Russell Westbrook just did that this year. It was 47. Nikola Jokic, his fifth year player option will be $60 million in one season, Crowder. $60 million.
Monopoly money. NBA plays in monopoly money.
Crazy. Ja Morant, he got the rookie max extension, the designated 5-year rookie max extension. It's estimated to become $231 million. Jalen Brunson, that deal ended up being 4 years, $104 million. The amount of money that got thrown around yesterday was crazy.
The NBA's healthy. We'll put it that way. they're not eating ramen noodles and Vienna sausage for dinner in the NBA.
Definitely. The Marlins, they do begin a four-game series versus the Nationals today. First pitch will be at 6:05. They'll end that series on the 4th of July. Panthers begin their preseason September 26th versus Nashville. And Inter Miami plays FC Dallas on Monday. We'll talk about that more on Monday. Your weather from the Demesman Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. It is partly cloudy today in South Florida. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. Hopefully, not so much rain on a Friday here in South Florida. Crowder, we'll start off our Best of Spectacular celebrating Udonis Haslem. I'm with you, by the way. Yeah. Let's go. If the Heat are going to make this push for UD, 6 p.m. yesterday, right when free agency began, just bring him back. Everybody's going to have this take. Oh, he should be on the coaching staff. Listen, enough already. If UD wants to come back, let UD come back. All right? That's it. We're not going to keep having this debate every year only for him to come back and it not impact the bench or the ability of the roster in any way other than a positive one.
Oh, 100%. You know what? Yesterday I always say, I trust Pat, I trust Mickey, I trust Andy, and they bring UD back, and I've been critical in the past. But you know what? If you trust somebody, you trust them with all decisions. Get the captain back. Come on, UD. I'm gonna stop my old man hate on UD. I'm stopping it right now.
I was a little worried. I didn't know which way you were gonna go on this take. When I was prepping for what we were gonna play today on the Best of, I thought I was gonna have to just scrap everything and just debate with you for 2 hours on why it's okay for Udonis Haslem to come back. But I'm glad we're on the same page here, bro.
Yeah. And y'all tell me in the past, like, really, with that 15th guy, how many real minutes is he going to get if it was a young guy out of Serbia? Are we really going to play the 15th guy on the bench? UD gives more to the team than some young guy just came out of the G League. So, come on, man.
If
Spo needs him, we need him.
I know what's happening here. You're trying to get UD on the pivot. And you think he might be listening. Is that it?
Hey, don't reveal my secrets. UD, but if you're listening, UD, holler at me, big homie.
All right, so let's kick off the Best of Spectacular. Again, we'll keep everybody updated on what's going on, obviously. But today we're just going to have some fun. And it'll start right here, celebrating maybe 20th season of Udonis Haslem on the Miami Heat. He joined this show last year to talk about pizza.
Udonis Haslem, 18th season, by the way, with the Heat, Crowder. That is a living, breathing legend here. But let's talk pizza here, UD. It's National Pizza Day. And so we were starting to think this morning, like, is there a South Florida athlete who owns a pizza place? So the closest we came up with was you. You've got 800 degrees wood-fired kitchen in Aventura, which is great. And there's pizza on the menu. So I'm going to ask you here, on National Pizza Day, Udonis Haslem's favorite pizza, I'm assuming it's at 800, is what? What is your favorite pizza?
Oh, man. First, let me give a shout-out to Magata. What's up, Chana? How you doing, my brother?
Oh, man. What's up, baby?
I hate when I'm surrounded by Gators. I got to shout out my Gator brother.
Hey, no. I knew you was going to try to curve that, but I'm going to shout out my Gator boy. Chana, what's good, my brother?
All good,
I appreciate y'all having me on, man. Thank y'all. I got to go with Chicago, man. I ain't going to lie. I got to go with Chicago.
Chicago-style deep dish pizza.
Yes, sir. I don't like that the little thin slice that you grab it and flip all over and all your toppings fall off. I don't do that. I like the Chicago-style deep dish.
You're not going to argue with him, right, Crowder? You cannot argue with Udonis Haslem. Like, you want to argue with Badlands Booker, you can. You want to argue with Moeller. But when UD lays down the law, like, it's Chicago-style deep-dish pizza.
But it's just quicker. I mean, it's smoother like. For me. UD is, the little slice, you fold it over, you pop it in. It's just smoother for me with the New York style.
You're right, it is smoother, but I'm going to go back to the old saying. Everything worth waiting for, if it's worth waiting for, it's worth having, however they say it. If it's worth waiting for, it's good, whatever, however they say that. You know what I'm trying to say. Yeah. I mean, I sit down, I wait. When I get to Chicago, I take my time and wait. But, man, when they get there, it was worth the wait every time. I mean, it's worth the wait every time. I actually sit down and eat it with a fork, man, like I'm at a real dinner, man. Like, I love sitting down having Chicago-style pizza. Where can you eat pizza with a fork at?
That's what I'm talking about, Crowder. You learning something here? This is what I'm talking about.
I listen to you before I listen to you, but yes, I might be learning a little.
All right. What about at 800 degrees wood-fired kitchen at Aventura, your restaurant? So you go in there, and I don't know, there's an extensive menu, so maybe you don't get a pizza. But if you did go in there to get a pizza, is there a particular one that UD loves?
You're probably right. If I'm getting something from there, I'm probably going to go with the UD wings first. But after the UD wings, I'll probably go with the arugula pizza. You know, it's just, you know, white oil, you know, a little bit of mozzarella, some spinach. You know, the old guy stuff, the kind of stuff that guys like myself have to eat nowadays just to keep up with the young guys, that kind of stuff.
What do y'all put on them wings, man? Don't lie to me. There's something more than just sauce and a wood fire, bro. Them wings is off the damn chain.
Man, you want me to tell you the truth, bro? I got to be honest. I was real bougie with my wings. We went through a bunch of different flavors. Now, I ain't had nothing to do with the recipe, but I was full of head tasting until I got what I wanted at home, guys. So I don't know exactly what the exact recipe is, but I know we went through a lot of different flavors and a lot of different choices, man. I really wanted the sweet and the spice, but I wanted more sweet than spice. I didn't want the spice to last too damn long and your mouth burning, your eyes watering, and you got to drink water and all that. I didn't want the spice to hang on you like that. So I got a couple of those spicy ones that it took me a while to recover, but we got it right, though.
So, but what? Y'all, like, there's stuff, like, it's the UD chicken sandwich, the UD wings, it's the D-Wade burger. Like, I was going to ask you that. Y'all really sat down and made it exactly how y'all wanted it.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that we had with 800 Degrees, man, they gave us the opportunity to really put our fingerprints on it. I mean, they wasn't full service until they got with us. You know what I'm saying? We was able to do full service, implement that process.
Udonis Haslam is with us. Do you love owning a restaurant? Because a lot of people that own restaurants, they say, oh, my God, this is headaches. And I understand you're not there managing it day to day. But do you love owning a restaurant?
I love owning a lot of things, huh? I love owning a lot of things. Not just restaurants, you gotta, bro. I love owning a lot of things.
Don't you have a bunch of Subways?
I got a couple of Subways. I got a couple of Auntie Anne's. I got a couple, you know, low-income housing projects. I try to touch everything. I was always taught to be like an octopus.
Wait a second, though. You own Auntie Anne's?
Yeah, Auntie Anne's connected to my Subways. See? You know that, didn't you?
Oh, those, I did not. Those are the, I mean, that is far and away the best pretzel in the world.
Starbucks, I got Starbucks too. I mean, you know that. That's far and away, in my opinion, the best coffee in the world. I'm drinking it right now.
Crowder, why am I hanging out with you? I should be hanging out with UD.
Hell, I'm about to ask him for some business advice.
No, he got the gift of gab now. I love listening to you. I love listening to Channing, man, on a lot of different levels and on a lot of different topics.
Yeah, he does have the gift of gab. He does have that, the gift of gab.
I'm going to get some advice while he's on. How do you decide what you invest in?
I mean, I invest in things that I like personally, you know, things that I'm passionate about. So that way I know if I put my money in it, I'm going to be all on top of it because it's something that I love. You know what I'm saying? So food, you know, so everybody know I was a chubby kid, man, but I'm a foodie. You know what I'm saying? Even if I change my eating habits, I still like to eat. You know, low-income housing is obviously being from Miami, having an opportunity with gentrification to put housing in the hood. And, you know, just the Subway was also part of my chubby kid journey, man. I hate to say it now, but at one point I wanted to be like the Subway dude because he ate all of the damn sandwiches and lost weight. Now he just flipped the script and I went crazy. But before that, I really believed in the dream of eating sandwiches and losing weight.
Are you saying here publicly, though, that Starbucks, especially a Udonis Haslam Starbucks, is better than Jimmy Butler's Big Face Coffee?
It's cheaper, I tell you that. People think Starbucks is expensive. Man, ain't no way that I pay that price for Jimmy trying to charge people. Ain't no way. I was smart, Hawk. I had free time on my hands, so I went down there and learned how to make coffee with Jimmy. So I actually had a little free barista class.
Jimmy knocking y'all in the head, man? Jimmy don't give no discounts?
Nah, he wasn't getting me, Shannon. I was, like I said, I was down there taking, quote-unquote, barista class. By the time I tasted all that coffee, I was up all damn night.
Who knew Udonis Haslam was like a Renaissance man? I mean, obviously, we know he's a great athlete, but he's got his hands in pretzels and Subway sandwiches and 800 degrees in Aventura. He's got, I mean, he's and low income housing as well. Like, you're a Renaissance man. You're like, you know, when I watch Shark Tank on CNBC, and I always say, how do these guys have all this time to invest in all these different businesses? I mean, are you up late at night sometimes after a game, going over paperwork and all your investments and all your businesses?
Yeah, I don't sleep much, but I like my life, though, so I ain't complaining. I like my life. I don't sleep much, but I like my life, so you don't get no complaints from me.
But how often you go to 800 degrees? We go to, they got that little water park back there at that hotel. Me and my family go over there. Every time we're in Aventura, yeah, we get 800 degrees. How often as an owner do you go there?
Appreciate that, man. Yeah, I go about probably maybe once or twice a month. Once or twice a month, if I can get in there, if we're not in town. But if we're in town, I'm not like once or twice a month for sure. At least once, but definitely twice if I can get in there. I love taking my kids, but my kids love to go up in there. It feels good, man, to be able to take your kids and your family, you know, to something that, you know what I'm saying, was a dream come true, and just to be able to sit down and eat. And we still pay. It ain't even about free, but it's just about the feeling of walking into something that you accomplish.
But is it like Scarface, where you walk in and immediately there's a table ready for you, and they bring out the appetizer that you want, and they bring out the food that you like? You know, I understand you're paying, but when you walk in, that's like Scarface walking into the club, right?
No, I ain't like horrible boss. I don't make everybody get all that attention, man. I like everybody to treat me just like a regular customer. But what I do now, I tell you now, I will pull up, since I got my Starbucks at Jackson's 24 hours. We get in like 4 or 5 in the morning. I don't even want coffee, but I just pull up just to see what's going on. Like I have no intentions of getting coffee at 4 or 5 in the morning, but I just want to pull up and see what's going on up in here at 5 in the morning, see what we're doing.
I know you scared the hell of that barista.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
UD outside.
Man, to be honest with you, I'm more scared of the homeless people. I'm like, damn, boy, I'll be worried about them more than the barista.
What about the teammates, UD? Do you get the calls from the young boys saying, hey, man, I'm going to slide through 800 degrees. Hook me up. Hook a brother up. You get the calls?
Man, you know what? I tell you right now, man, shout out to Bam, who got $166 million, because I know he's going to pay me back. One time he called me, he said, man, I want to go by 800 degrees with my mama. I said, okay, cool. I'm actually in the restaurant right then eating with my family. So he pulls up, and I'm on my way out with my family. He on his way in with his family. It was way more than his mama, I tell you that. So, he might have had everybody from North Kakalaki up in there with him.
And so you paid for it. You had to pay for it.
Yeah, I took care of
it. Yeah. That's what happens when you're a celebrity restaurant owner. That's what happens.
Yeah, I was smart. I was sharp.
Udonis Haslam. All right, go beat the Knicks tonight. Celebrate a 3-game winning streak with some pizza and wings at 800 degrees in Aventura. And then when you're done with that, go scare your baristas at Starbucks.
All right, appreciate you guys, man. Thank you, Hawk. Shannon, appreciate you guys.
Holla at you, bro.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I've watched My 600-Pound Life enough. I could perform bariatric surgery right now.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to the Hockman and Crowder Show. Doing a little best of today. Enjoyed that with UD last segment. Crowder, this is something that this next segment we're going to play is one of the most random game shows that we kind of invented just like out of nowhere and no reason other than we were just doing bad radio and stumbled into something that I think was so bad it may have been revolutionary. It was the age game.
I love the age game.
I don't know how. I think what happened was we were doing a celebrity birthday list and then Hawk just starts asking you how old you think people are, and it just spiraled into us for 15 minutes guessing people's ages, and it surprisingly was kind of fun. Like it was pretty fun.
It's a simple concept that's funny as hell. I'm telling you, I'm laughing already.
Listen to us guess people's ages. This is the age game on the Hawkman and Crowder Show.
You can't choose Chan Gailey over Tua.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah, so yeah. I got you.
Was he 80?
I don't think
when
so.
Chan Gailey was
no.
Hit, bro, he was old. I remember us making fun of him when they gave him the job.
I don't even think he was in his 70s.
Oh, yeah. He's got to be in his 70s.
Chan Gailey, bro, 69.
Was, I'm about to say, because nice. He was 50 yeah, when he was recruiting me.
He wasn't even,
but
he wasn't even in his 70s.
A young man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's not his 80s. It's not his 70s.
Swipe don't even work no more.
But it's still not 80s or 70s.
He was coaching before The Godfather was released to the movie theaters.
I understand that. I'm just telling you. I mean, there's head coaches that are probably older than him, no?
No. Bill Belichick is the oldest head coach in the National Football League. I don't think he's in his 70s.
He's
he
in
might
his 60s.
Be early 60s.
Yeah. He's the oldest coach
Pete,
in the NFL?
Pete's
yeah.
old, too. Pete Carroll's
For sure.
old.
Pete Carroll is old.
Pete Carroll is old.
He doesn't look like him, but
sneaky
Pete's
old.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick is 69.
Nice.
He is for real?
Yeah.
Bill looks good to be that old.
Yeah.
They both look better than Chan Gailey.
Pete Carroll is 69.
Yeah, I knew Pete nice. Was old. Pete's in shape, though, boy.
Never gets old, does it?
Pete got to take some male enhancement shots or something. Pete's in too good
He looks
good.
Good. Hair yeah. is terrific.
Running around, yeah. jumping, fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's on some of them shots.
It's just weird how Greg Popovich didn't age that way. You know, I'm watching the Olympics and Bill Belichick.
How old do you think Pop is?
He got to be in his 70s.
No, no. Early 60s.
72.
Yeah.
Wow.
Early
you're not 60s. You're not a good judge of age.
How old am I? 18?
He has been wrong on every. Like, have you ever seen the worst contestant on Price is Right? Thing, how much, you know, you ever see that where, like, they're in the bidding at the beginning, they're like, it's a toaster oven. 6,000. 6,000. 6,000. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Just screaming numbers.
Hey, you really are just screaming numbers. All right, what do you have in the headlines? We're going to get caught behind here.
Los Marlins, they swept.
They How old do you think Don Mattingly is, speaking of the Marlins?
Whew, 60.
Nah, early 50s.
Don Mattingly is 60. Yeah. You are correct.
I know my OGs.
How old do you think Coach Quenneville is?
Oh, he's in his 70s, mid-70s.
Maybe like 62, 63.
the hell's his first name?
Joel.
Oh, I'm searching Doug Quenneville.
Who is that?
I have no idea. Oh, okay. Imagine my surprise when I couldn't get anything to come up.
You never
How old you say Coach Quenneville is?
Mid-70s.
Early 60s.
62.
Bingo.
Okay, I said about everybody else. He looks bad.
I don't think so. Just because he's bald and gray, he's got a good-looking face.
Yeah.
He does.
We love Hall of Famer. We love what he's doing for the Panthers. We're just talking about physical appearance and age right now. He looks good for 62?
I think he looks good in general.
I think you're used to seeing him in a suit. Like, he's probably in...
You're going to look better in a suit.
Decent shape. I meant, like, body-wise.
Right.
Like
no, if you saw him... Yeah, if you saw him on the beach.
On the beach? What? Y'all are nasty. You need to see somebody half naked to assess them?
No, but I don't think he'd look old to you. I think he'd look like just a...
That stash.
A fella.
Impeccable.
Hawk. Very hawkish hair. But you have color. His is all white.
But
white
I'm saying
mustache.
you're saying that Googly. He looks old solely because his hair is white.
No, it's not. Groupy jowls.
How old do you think Jim Barry is? Sports anchor at CBS4.
Oh, 55?
Yeah, late 50s.
66.
Jim looks good.
Jim looks good.
Jim needs to get Joel or Doug, whatever you call him.
Doug Quenneville.
Get him on the Jim Barry deal.
Jim Barry looks great and phenomenal voice. We're a fan.
How old do you think Randy Moeller is?
Where's makeup?
You're 51?
I'm 51.
54.
Moeller's 57.
He looks 57.
Yeah. Looks like a 57-year-old hockey player.
Yeah, he's not either way. Yeah. He got that cowboy walk, though.
Who else? Who else you want to get? This is a fun game, isn't this? You hear me hammering away on the keyboard. This is fun. Who's having fun? How old do you think John C. Reilly is from that? I almost cursed. I swear to God, I almost said from that S movie. How old do you think John C. Reilly is from Step Brothers?
48.
53.
Steven, you want to guess?
I'm going to say 58.
56.
I win.
It looks
56.
Good. You were close.
Were you? What'd you say?
53.
Yeah,
how old do you think Will Ferrell is?
Oh, it was his birthday the other day.
55.
60.
He is unfunny years old.
He's so damn silly.
How old did you say he was?
55.
What 60.
What did you say?
I'm going to say 55 as well.
54.
Yeah.
54.
That's funny.
Nope. All right, what do you have in the headlines? He's overrated. He really is. I've decided. Will Ferrell's overrated. His best work was Saturday Night Live, and it was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal. But, yeah, sorry. Like
Anchorman.
I mean, he's just playing Will Ferrell,
Ricky
isn't he?
Bobby. You know.
Same thing. Elf. On.
Elf.
The Marlins, they begin a 3-game series in San Diego tonight. 10:10 p.m. is your first pitch from Petco Park.
How old do you think Denzel Washington is?
Oh, I don't know. He looks good. I say 60.
What do you think, Solana?
51.
No. You think Denzel's my age?
No.
No?
No.
Steven?
He's definitely in his 60s.
Yeah.
You're terrible in this game, Solana. He's 66.
Denzel just looks good.
He looks great.
When they do the Channing Crowder story,
yeah,
bingo.
Maybe, yeah, maybe they can.
Denzel's the
maybe
guy.
They can get someone not him to play you.
Bingo, throw some dreads on Denzel. Look at me from this side. Do I like Denzel a little bit?
No.
Okay.
The Heat, they'll play the Grizzlies Wednesday. Their second Las Vegas Summer League game. They beat the Nuggets yesterday. De'Aaron King, he is now the number one Florida Panthers fan. I don't know. He signed an NIL contract with the Florida Panthers.
How old do you think De'Aaron King is?
21.
43. someone just texted this in, and I don't know. How old do you think Mike Tomlin is?
Oh, 84.
I know he's older, way older than he looks. Because he does all the little Beijing on his hair and everything. He's not supposed to have that jet black hair. I know that for a fact. 62.
60 times. Are you bleeping mine? 60. What are you talking about?
Oh my God.
He's 49.
Really?
Yeah.
Zelana, man, don't talk to me. I was good. You start infiltrating my mind. Don't even look at me. I ain't messing with you.
Because it's just the rationale there. He doesn't look it. He doesn't act it. 62.
He's 49, huh?
Like, yeah.
Man.
What was the coach of the Giants, longtime coach of the Giants, and he was in the front
Tom
office.
Tom Coughlin.
Tom Coughlin.
He's old.
He's got to be pushing what? Like, I'm not joking, like close to 90?
No, he's in his 70s, though.
What do you think?
He's in his 70s. 71.
74.
Yeah, I knew he was older.
How old do you think Brian Flores is?
37. I think he's my age. 38.
Yeah, you guys played in college at around the same time. So
40.
Like 44?
He's 40.
Oh,
how'd you guess 44?
Oh, that's right. You know, I played as a freshman. He had to,
to hang in there before he got his PT.
I just have to say, guys, he's a great coach, but as a football player, sorry, Flo.
Oh,
I had you. I got you, Flo.
Here's one text. I'm having fun playing along. Can I call in and play? Can you do this for the rest of the show? Somebody else, the next text. I think I've gained 5 years from this bit. Followed by, you guys are killing me. This is awesome. It really is. This is the dumbest radio bit of all time. There's nothing prepared. I'm literally just trying to think of people. And then you hear me hammering away on the keyboard, looking up on Wikipedia their age.
It started locally, and then it just
I don't know what. Yeah, then all of a sudden it's like, how old's Tom Coughlin? What? Ridiculous.
Bill Parcells. Look it up.
Bill Parcells.
It ruins
my
stomach.
You were in a hot tub with him, so
how old do you think he is?
A good idea.
Who got to be up there with Coughlin, I would guess. 70s? 72?
Solana?
81.
79.
Man, Parcells is up
79. He's getting up there.
Stole all that money from the Dolphins.
How old is Stephen Ross?
We did this.
82?
No. Late 70s as well, right?
81.
Wow.
81.
Yeah, he wanted to win a championship.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
All right, anything else, Solana? I don't know what happened there.
Finally, guys, this is fascinating.
All right, Leroy Horde. Someone texts in. Let's do Leroy Horde.
45.
74.
Leroy is 53.
Leroy's in great shape.
He looks
man.
Good for 53.
Because he drives that damn bike all around, David, with them tight-ass clothes on.
53, he looks good.
His man out and water bottles in his back. I don't even honk anymore. I don't want him to see me looking at it. Get out the way. Damn sidewalk right there, Leroy.
How old do you think Ira Winderman is?
Oh, he's young.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to find out. There's no Wikipedia for him.
I'm going to text him?
Yeah, ask him how old he is.
He's got to be young, real young.
Behind Hawk.
I saw him out there on the tennis court. I mean, he looked real young.
Beat your ass on the tennis court. How old do you think Hank Goldberg is?
God rest his soul.
No, he's alive. He's with us. he's 81.
Him and Stephen Ross.
Oh. How old do you think The Weeknd is?
29?
No, like 38.
31.
Yeah, 38.
Solana's never been right about anything when it comes to The Weeknd as long as the guy's existed. He's literally been wrong about everything. I mean, this segment has gone from how old is Jim Barry, local sportscaster, to how old is The Weeknd?
And I love it.
Oh, man. All right. What do you got? Where are we?
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Go suck an egg.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
More best of Hockman and Crowder coming up for the next couple of hours. Here as well, but we will be taking you up until 6 p.m. Remember, Hawk is off. We'll be back on Tuesday, so it's just Crowder and Solana. Also got Steve and Trevor back at the studio as well. Let's get right into it here. I don't want to waste any time so that we can hit the simulcast on time and pick up with 790 the ticket as well. Crowder, we haven't played this segment since it first aired, and I'm excited for this because, for whatever reason, hollandaise sauce is now a staple of this show, and I said last segment we were just doing bad radio. This might have been kind of bad radio at the time as well, but it ended up being one of the funnier moments in the past couple of months. Anytime I bring up a soccer story, it kind of leads to some nonsense. When it's you and Hawk talking about or replying to one of my stories. And this time was no different, except I tried feeding a line to Hawk and things kind of just went off the rails.
I remember this one. Yeah. Run it. Yeah. Run it. This is funny.
This is me during a headline segment trying to feed Hawk a line about hollandaise sauce. And you'll enjoy this one.
We know Kyle Lowry's out, and I just got notified potentially could be out for the rest of the series.
Oh, wow.
Hamstring?
That's a significant injury. If it's a really torn hamstring, I don't think it's torn, but if it's a bad hamstring injury, and you saw he wasn't himself the other night.
Yeah. And Kyle Lowry got all that booty pulling on his hamstring.
That's a lot of weight.
That's a lot of booty pulling up. That gluteus maximus is off the chain.
Ballast. The ballast.
The what?
Ballast. Stop it! I'll tell you what, he wins that game.
No, he's going to lose.
That's true.
Slap his ass from
the
front.
That's right.
You're
right.
You got to aim at my ass. Yeah. Because the bigger target.
Go ahead. What do you have in the headline, Solana?
Man, I wish there was an update on this Uranus story. Some other soccer news. Manchester City announced an agreement in principle to sign Erling Haaland from Borussia Dortmund. That's big news that you guys have no idea and don't care about.
I'm reading Twitter.
Did they get Badoos Borkman? I didn't know they got Badoos Borkman.
Jimmy, you're a big soccer fan. Did you know that they got Borkman?
I have no idea who that is.
Yeah.
No, they signed Haaland from Borussia Dortmund.
Oh, yeah, the one that he signed with Manchester City.
Yes.
The Holland from Spider-Man, Tom Holland.
Ah, went to Manchester City.
Yeah. Borkman.
He left Dusha Borkman.
Just say Hollandaise sauce. You don't have to whisper it to me. out of all the lines to feed me, you haven't fed me a line in 3 years.
I think the last one I fed you was chicken parm.
That was the strangest thing. The guy hasn't fed me a line in 3 years. All of a sudden, in my headphones,
Hollandaise.
Get him, Solana.
What possessed you to feed that to me instead of just taking it for yourself?
Gives you the good ones.
It was so funny. I wasn't even, I'm like, what? Like, I'm so not used to someone feeding me lines. I thought I was going crazy. Like, I was just hearing voices.
All of this. You try to watch out for him, huh, Solana?
It's a good line. it was fine. I was like, but I'm like, just say it. Just say it yourself. Maybe 15 years ago, I cared. Just whatever. If you think of something funny, say it yourself.
He's your ghostwriter. You have a ghostwriter?
Oh, my God.
We've been together funny. This long. I didn't know you had a ghostwriter.
I mean, years ago, I mean, used to feed Levitard lines all the time. I would give him the funny stuff. And, I mean, when I first started, oh, my God. But I haven't had someone feed me. I'm telling you, it has to be 3 years.
Hollandaise sauce.
And it wasn't even like a whisper. Like, did you hear it through my headphones? It was like normally, so it was hard for me at first to differentiate. Am I hearing that over the air? Am I hearing my? Because usually it would be like a Hollandaise sauce, like something like that. But it was like real conversational, normal
Hollandaise.
I actually thought he was placing an order. I actually started to write it down like I was a waiter.
One Hollandaise sauce.
I thought it was Instacart for a second.
Hollandaise sauce.
Do you recall how you said it? It was like a weird cadence. It was like, it wasn't even speaking like a human to me. It was like it was aliens, like we were making our first contact and they were dipping long fingers into whatever we had.
Hollandaise sauce.
Oh, God.
Imagine my surprise when the first thing out of your mouth is, just say it yourself.
It's been a long time since I cared about this show. Just say it yourself.
You got to keep the good one, Solana. To keep the good one.
If you could have heard what I heard in my headphones, it was so, it was like, it cut through everything. It was so loud because we don't have the levels right in these headphones since we moved in here. So the level on the talkback is louder than how I'm hearing you or me or Jimmy. And it just, it threw me totally off.
Hollandaise sauce.
Like, what? Just say it
yourself. I was just kicker.
Oh, God, that was funny, man. That was so funny. It was like startling to me. Not startling enough to make me shake, but it was like, I think it was just around this time every day, about 4:17. It's like this radio show's like tryptophan. It just starts to kick in. I start to zone out a little bit. He was talking about a sport I don't care much about and whatever. So I was like, I was in this weird zone.
Hollandaise sauce. Haley and dipped his little finger down on you. Didn't know that. Now I don't know what jokes are yours and what jokes are Solana's. I'm confused now.
Now I don't know what I'm thinking and hearing. Half the time I might be having a conversation I think I'm having on the air with Solana, but he's not even on the air. He's just talking in my headphones. I have to question everything.
I'm good, Solana. I don't need any lines. I saw what he did to Hawk a second ago.
I don't think I'll ever be the same.
Yeah, don't whisper to me,
son. I'm going to be haunted by that word. I can never have hollandaise sauce again. Oh, man, that was funny.
Is that on Eggs Benedict or something? Is that hollandaise sauce?
Yeah, it's like a white sauce. Yeah. I don't even know what you'd put it on.
Like
what
a yellowish white sauce.
It's Eggs Benedict.
Only on that? That's the only thing that goes on?
I don't know. I don't eat it that much.
I mean, like a good breakfast sandwich?
Hawk, when are you guys getting cameras? I would love to see what's going on. You guys are hilarious today. Here's what you would have seen if we had cameras there. Me just kind of looking around quizzically. Huh. Why would he whisper that in my ear? Nah, just say it yourself. It was like it wasn't out of control, but it was really in my head. I was like, why would he bother giving me the line? Just take the line.
And you said just say it yourself on air. Yeah. That was,
when did we start putting effort in? Just say it yourself.
Hollandaise sauce.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Ask your mom what her favorite Kodak Black song is.
Hawk and Crowder. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.